Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. So Jimmy Failla is going to be in here in a little bit. And his show tonight, 7 o'clock, live. Not live, but on Talk Radio 1210. He'll be live with me in just a few minutes, I meant. And then his show tonight at 7 p.m., right after my show. So we got a big day. It's a big day, and even our esteemed brand manager, Greg Stocker, Darth Stocker, co-host of Kale & Company, he's here as well. So we're in New York. We're having fun. It's good stuff. It's really good stuff. And Kamala was on her pod. Was it? It's called Daddy Issues. I've Got Daddy Issues or something. This dumb podcast. Let me tell you something. Kamala Harris's campaign, this is an SOS situation for them right now. I mean, this is getting bad. Saturday Night Live is now officially turned on them and is making fun of Kamala Harris and making fun. I know it's Call Her Daddy, but I think Daddy Issues is a funnier name for the podcast than Call Her Daddy. But Daddy Issues. But even Saturday Night Live has turned on Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, and they're making jokes about them now. What's happening with that? What is going on with that? Why would that occur? Why would that be something? And there's a story about Bucks County today that I want to reference because it's all about the suburbs, they tell us. It's all about the suburban voters and all the voters who are afraid of Donald Trump and all the voters who at the last minute could break for Kamala Harris over the abortion issue. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen because of the fact that the economy is still outranking that issue by far. And if you look at the polls and everybody tells you that they are tied, don't believe them. They're not tied. Trump's ahead. And I know he's ahead because in 2020, at this point in the race, Joe Biden was 8 points ahead of Trump in Pennsylvania. He didn't win Pennsylvania by 8 points. He won by less than 1%. And in 2016, Hillary Clinton was up 2.5 points over Trump this time back then. And she didn't win Pennsylvania either. So I don't think these polls are close. And I think Trump going back to Butler the other day was amazing. It was an amazing moment. It was a moment that just solidified the courage and the whole I'm fighting for you and I will fight for you and fight, fight, fight. And the whole theme of his campaign, fight, fight, fight. Meanwhile, Kamala doesn't even want to bravely return to doing an interview with Stephanie Ruhle. I mean, that she's terrified of interviews. So she's doing these dumb, she's going on Late Night with Stephen Colbert. She's doing all the stuff that's just going to reach the base. She's not expanding. She's not going outside of that. And that's a real problem for her campaign at this point. You have to think about that. If she keeps doing friendly interviews, that means that the voters that think, I don't know if she's up for this job, I want to hear what she has to say. Actually, give me issues. Actually, talk to me about the issues. You're not going to get that on the Daddy Issues podcast. You're not going to get that on Colbert. You're not going to get that on the Stephanie Ruhle, any of this stuff. Then they send Tim Walz out to do Fox News Sunday with Shannon Bream. It does not go well for him because he's bad at this. I mean, look, hey, he did an actual real news show. He did an actual show with a highly intelligent, highly capable anchor who could ask him questions. But he's bad at this. And he fumbles through his answers. And that's the other problem, is that he's not good. And they're mocking him on Saturday Night Live, too. Jim Gaffigan's doing a great job of mocking him. So what does all this mean? It basically means this. It means that when Trump came back to Butler and he had what many people are calling the biggest political rally in political history, and I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that at all. And we saw how big Wildwood was. They're saying Butler's bigger. I don't doubt it for a second. But the symbolism of going back to Butler, holding his fist up in the air, fight, 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 and knowing that he almost had his head blown off and being there. Now, look, you could say, yeah, but this time around, they actually miraculously were able to get on the roof of that building. Despite the slope, they somehow were able to defy gravity and stand on the sloped roof. Amazing. I know. I don't know if those were special moon boots or Velcro boots or what they had, the Secret Service agents, but they secured it. And it was a much different operation this time around in Butler. They actually even had a workable drone, right? And they didn't have to call an 800 number. They actually had a drone that worked. I'm as shocked as you are. And they had sharpshooters and they had radios that communicated with each other. Again, I was as surprised as you were that they were able to come out with all these magical witchcraft type things. Radios, walkie-talkies that actually talk to each other. I was stunned. So you might, and they had bulletproof glass in front of them. Again, whoever could have imagined such an upgrade like that could make all the difference in the world. And also screening people and then alerting if anybody were to be walking around with, say, like a scope finder, a range finder, or a gun. You know, little improvements. They say you make sometimes minor changes that lead to big outcomes. So like minor things, like if you spot a shooter on the roof, you say something about it, you do something about it. Like, again, little things, you know, put the man behind bulletproof glass in case somebody gets, and you check people and you have a drone that works and you have walkie talkies that allow you to communicate. No one was more surprised than all of us to think in the year 2024, they were able to come up with all of these amazing futuristic technologies that have not even been invented yet. But despite all that, Trump went back. And I know that the cynics might say, yeah, but that was probably the safest place to be in America that day. You don't know that. He didn't know that. It's not the point. The point is he went back. The point is he went back to Butler and he began his speech by saying, so as I was saying, which is great. It's a great way to begin this. And he also reminds everybody that he's not going to stop fighting. And that's what people are looking for in this election. They're looking for a fighter. That's his brand. And that's what the brand conveys. And conveying that brand and saying, I'm never going to stop fighting. There's nothing they can do that's going to stop me from fighting for you. That's what people want to hear. And they don't think and they don't believe for a second that the Democrats and that Kamala Harris is actually going to fight for them. They don't believe it. And how could they believe it when she's been talking for all these years about literally invoking policies that would drive them out of their jobs, drive them out of their industries, shut down their industries, and cause massive harm to them? Why would they believe any of these things? And the answer is they would not. They would not. And this is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. And let's begin with that clip of Trump. Triumphant return to Butler, PA. Cut number two. Take a listen.
Lee, thank you very much, really. And thank you, a very big thank you to Pennsylvania. We love Pennsylvania. And as I was saying...
Great.
Oh, I love that. I love that chart. I love that graph.
Points to the chart that saved his life, that and, you know, divine providence, and then just picks up right where he was. It's this, the symbolism of that is enormous. And the fact that you have what could be the biggest political rally in American political history of people that bravely came to that rally, despite the fact that you had someone killed at that rally. And then to recognize the family and to recognize the paramedics and to recognize the people at the hospital and all the things and all those things that Trump did that matters. And it's the symbolism of the fighter. It is the symbolism. Larry Trump said over 100,000 people. So it might eclipse Wildwood because that was the biggest rally to date. So I don't know. We'll find out when they do the final count. But either way, whether it's the first or the second, to think that 100,000 people would brave that rally knowing that there was a shooting there and that it almost killed him and then it killed a man and they'd still come out also shows you that the movement understands the point about fighting and that iconic moment of Trump going fight, fight, fight. So much of politics is symbolism. You know, so much of politics is just it showing people what is symbolic of America. I mean, the flag has symbolism. The bald eagle has symbolism. All these things have meaning. And that fist in the air, that moment, and then going back to the site of that, all these things have meaning at a time when people are looking for somebody to fight for them and not fight them. Because that's the other part of it, too. A lot of these people that we're talking about, working men and women in this country, have had their chops busted. I was going to use a different word, but I'm being nice. For years, by the very people in government, because they fight them on everything. Fight them on everything. You know, fight them on zoning issues with their own home. Fight them when it comes to the price of gasoline. Fight them on the price of groceries. Fight them on little things with fees and taxes and everything. And it's just, and here's Trump, I'm fighting for you. And if you work in the fossil fuel industry, you work in natural gas, you work in these industries, you know, particularly if you're an auto worker, the government fighting you to put you out of a job. And Trump's going to fight for you. And if you are somebody who sees your city being overtaken by illegal immigrants, I mean, look, I'm in New York City today. I'm doing the show from Fox News. You think about that. New York City, Eric Adams came out and said, we can't survive. They'll destroy New York City if they keep sending us 10,000 illegal immigrants a day. For that, he got indicted. But so the government's fighting these cities now by sending all these illegal immigrants to these cities. So that's what I'm talking about. It's that issue of Trump is the fighter who's going to fight for you, and that symbolism of that, and that I'm never going to stop fighting. And he also brought up something which I'm glad he did, and this is something that every single person can relate to, and that's their electricity bill. And we have not talked enough about this, in my opinion, but it is it's something that as a New Jersey taxpayer, ratepayer, I can tell you, the state, all of a sudden, everybody opened up their bills one day and found out massive rate hikes. What is going on? Oh, and another dead whale washed up on the beach by Lavalette, New Jersey the other day. Yeah, another dead whale washed up on the Jersey shore. So Trump bringing up electricity rates is also huge. 20 million Americans are behind on their electric bills. Let's take a listen to that, Matt. Cut number four.
20 million Americans are behind on their electric bills right now. It was just announced. 20 million Americans, they're struggling to pay their monthly bills at a record rate. There's never been anything like it. And it's all because of their anti-U.S. energy regime, which has caused Pennsylvania electricity prices to raise almost 50%. We will cut energy and electricity prices in half within 12 months. We will have your energy prices, your air conditioning, heating, cars if you buy a Tesla, which is good. Ooh, it's good. We will have your energy prices cut in half. It'll be cut in half within a period of 1 year from January 20th.
It's great. That's what we need. All right. Listen, I'm going to take a quick break a little bit earlier than I usually do. We're going to come right back. Jimmy Failla is going to join me live. in studio right here at Fox News Radio. It's great here. By the way, ran into my buddy Dana Perino today. Very cool to see her. Just saw Kennedy. I was on Guy Benson's. I'll be on Guy Benson's radio show a little bit later today. So it's good times. It's good times. If you just leave out the smell of weed, and it's crime season here in New York City. I don't know if you know that or not. It's fall, a lot of pumpkin stuff. Also crime season. Yes, but that's really four seasons out of the year in New York City. So we are streaming live on YouTube. Join the fun. Join in on YouTube. Follow along on X at Rich Zeoli, and we're coming right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, this is a big day. This is a big deal. Big, big deal. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. Right here. You see us on YouTube? We're streaming on YouTube? Yeah, we are. Joining the fun. See how handsome he is?
Oh, stop it.
Look at you. Crowd favorite. The one and only, Jimmy Failla. Now heard every day on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. immediately following this radio show. Welcome to the station.
Hot damn. I'm going to try not to get emotional.
I know.
But this matters. Do you remember? And like, because we're a tag team now.
Yeah.
You know when they had like Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant for that one glorious moment? When America peaked, by the way.
Right.
Probably about 84, 85.
Yeah.
Reagan. Okay. It's about. But we did. You had the Run DMC Aerosmith Walk This Way thing going.
Uh-huh.
You had Aerosmith going. Okay. That mattered.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby was in every living room in America. and a few of the bars as well. But the point is, we're bringing it back to that. You know, you know when Kamala says we're not going back? No, we're going back, Zioli. You and I represent a return to that era. That's our campaign
promise. We're going back to better days.
Thank you.
Yeah, better days. These are better days.
Yeah.
That's a Bruce Springsteen song, but we don't want to invoke him now.
Yeah, I
didn't want to do that.
He's not really trending well.
Certainly not after the Fox News Saturday Night Show.
No, and I know. He took some shots on our show, the best ones from you, about him being a fake farmer. Do you know, most of my audience didn't know that. So now you're like a hero, because all I know how to do is insult his looks. I'm like, he looks like Megan Rapinoe. And he does. Like, when he showed up to the White House, they accidentally put a gold medal around his neck. Like, we love what you did in the World Cup. And he's like, no, I'm Bruce Springsteen. They're like, I want my medal back.
Yeah, so on Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Fallon, if you missed it, and it's now posted on all the socials, I brought up the fact that he's old Mick Springsteen in the E-I-E-I-O band. And he's this fake farmer in Jersey. It's actual Jersey history. They changed the law because of him and Bon Jovi. It's amazing.
And my brother Joey, so I come from a long line of cops, as you know.
Yeah.
As the story goes, I would have been a cop if it weren't for the background check. Hey, there it is. I'm like, wait, you guys are going to be looking into what?
And that you were trying, you'd be like that Secret Service agent trying to put her gun in the holster. You'd be like that woman.
The Melissa McCarthy that was guarding Trump. But my brother Joey, you're like a folk hero now, because I saw him yesterday at my mom's for Sunday dinner. That's who's coming to the station, folks. A guy who, you know, dresses like a figure skater who let himself go, but still skates over to his mom's house every Sunday for a free round of meatballs.
That's why we love you.
Okay, thank you. And well, that's not why the wardrobe department loves me. There's been a... The greatest thing in the world about having your own TV show is when you get called down the wardrobe or makeup and the conversation begins with them sighing. You're like, dude, what do you want? I'm trying. What do you want from me? Okay, I'm trying. But anyway, my brother Joey was so thrilled that you went after Springsteen. He's like, yeah, Zioli, man. Zioli's the best one, man. He's like, he's the best one. And they love you for that. Because you know what I mean? Once you strike a chord with people, that you're their guy now. So you're rolling with my brother Joey.
Like,
if you ever, he's retired from the police now, but he delivers auto parts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you ever need a catalytic converter in a pinch, you are so hooked up, bro.
I got a guy.
Yeah, I
got a guy
ever.
Now.
You have
huge.
The guy.
This just changes everything, by the
Thank
way.
You.
I don't need a catalytic converter, but maybe I just want one.
I told you, me coming to PHT, you said it was big. It's that big. It's catalytic converter
catalytic
big.
Catalytic converter big.
Thank you.
You don't need one, but you may need one. You
Thank
never
you.
Know. All right, two things I got to get to. Number one, you have a TV show, which is great. But you're at heart a radio guy. And mm-hmm. this is also what people need to understand. So I met Jimmy here at Fox News Radio back in 2019. This mm-hmm. is pre-pandemic.
Yep.
I was filling in for Guy Benson. You were filling in for your now soon-to-be show.
Kilmeade's Fluffer had called in sick.
Right.
So I was like, all right, I'll get down there. I don't know how my technique's going to be, but there we were.
Go ahead. It's not that big energy, so you don't have to worry about too much.
Oh, bang.
And so anyway, you and I met. We became friends right away. It was like an instant connection.
Mm-hmm.
And then And probably what helped with that was the roofie.
Yeah, well, there's that.
There's that. And then we started, you came on my show, I came on your show, you filled in for me, I filled in for you. Now you're too big to fill in for me, obviously. Stop it. But, and then this evolves over the years. You get a TV show, but at heart, you're a talk show guy.
Yeah.
You get it.
I mean, honestly, like, so today for me, it's the reason that's such a huge deal is in radio, as you know, we have room to have real conversations. You know, when you have a guest on, you know, you have time to talk to them. TV has an assembly line format to it where you're talking to someone, but there is a story underneath you that's unrelated to what you're discussing and a picture of the guy on the side who's coming up next. It's like TV is a smash and grab. And I love the medium of TV, but the companionship aspect of radio is what's exciting. So to the people who are listening right now who might stick around to listen to my show, I do radio through the lens of, you've heard me say this before, it's a buddy cop movie.
Mm-hmm.
You get into the car one day and you have a new crime fighting partner sitting in the passenger seat and you've got to decide if they're the kind of good company you can ride along with and fight crime. So that's what you're going to hear of a lot of tonight at 7. Like a little, you know, this is kind of my thesis and this is what's going on in the world that we're going to cover. But I'm trying to cover it in a way that makes you not ask the sergeant for a transfer. You dig? And the here's the good news, guys.
Or to hand you his gun.
Yeah, yeah.
And that too.
And you can't ask him because I'm in New York. They defunded our police. So there is no sergeant for you to ask to.
Defund the police academy.
Yeah, yeah.
That was my movie. That was one of my movies.
On the show.
I had my cheat sheet.
Isn't it crazy, though, on the anniversary of October the 7th,
yeah,
that all of that anti-Semitism at college campuses did have an impact in the sense that your governor, Josh Shapiro, isn't the VP nominee.
And had he been picked, it'd be a much different race right now. I would be worried.
It would be, honestly, it would definitely be closer because the betting odds swung towards Trump. He's up 7.2% right now. Mm-hmm. He was down 4 a week ago.
And I think the betting markets are more accurate than any poll because if you're putting your money behind something, that says everything. I mean, this is a guy with a lot of gambling debt, right? I mean,
think about this. Think about this, okay? When people talk to you about gambling and problems and, you know, we had that guy come into our high school during lead week, which is like the don't do drugs, don't drink, don't gamble week. Yeah. And at the time, the guy was sitting on Mrs. Cimenti's desk and crying about how much gambling had screwed him up. I was in 11th grade in high school, and I owed a bookie 3 times as much as he was talking to us about. I'm not kidding. So everyone else in the class is looking around, and I'm like, dude, are you kidding? What a poser. I'm like, I'm turning tricks behind the equipment shed after this. Can you finish up with your little tear jerker? And I'm not saying I don't have any empathy for addiction, but the point is, I've been on the wrong side of gambling. And
You're the guy in the Scared Straight program who winds up going, I like it here. The food's not bad. I'm going to stay.
No.
People in the shower are very friendly.
Yeah,
I like it here.
Yeah. I was on Scared Not Straight. No, I'm down so much money, I'm not straight. But anyway. The point is, the reason the gambling odds matter to everyone listening, and you need to know this, is the pollsters can be wrong every day for 4 years and not lose their jobs. Mm-hmm. A gambler can't be wrong every day for 4 weeks and not lose their life or their house or something.
Yeah.
And that's the difference, is as much time as we spend quoting polls in this election, we do so with this caveat of, well, you know, they were wrong. And we did that in 2020. We were like, well, they were wrong in 2016. Mm-hmm. They're always wrong. It is always a Charlie Brown football scenario. And the way it was explained to me of how they're going to make sure they adequately register Trump support this time is in digital polling, they're going to contact the person whose name is on the phone plan because that would ostensibly be the head of household.
Mm-hmm.
But as you know, the head of household is maybe the dad or the mom, doesn't always harbor the same political beliefs as their young kids that go to an Ivy League school. So if you think you're texting a Trump supporter or vice versa, you have no idea who's on the other end of the line. In the end, polling is the Aerosmith Sweet Emotion video. The guy is flirting with a hot chick the whole conversation. At the end of the video, they show you it's this fat lady ironing with a baby in her arm. My point is they don't know who they're talking to. But you know Trump support is real. Kamala's support is manufactured. He's going to win.
Can we agree that the best Aerosmith video is the one with Alicia Silverstone and his daughter?
Is that crazy?
I think
so. Crying?
Right? And they go in the dressing room together.
Yeah,
and
they
hand the guy the pics. And that dude's face, when he looks at the pictures, he's like, whoa. It's one of the greatest moments ever. So what Jimmy Failla just said, and by the way, this is the preview tonight. This is the night. This is the launch. This is a big, big deal. 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. every night, Monday through Friday, you're going to hear him right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. And for example, when this show ends tonight, he's got a huge guest in the first hour of his show that you want to stick around for.
Yeah, you do.
Some blowhard from Philly. It's all I'm going to say. Big tease. But also Jim Jordan and some other.
Wesley Hunt will be there.
Wesley Hunt, my man. He's great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Now, but your point, though, about how the pollsters don't lose their job is 100% accurate. They're like weather people.
Yeah.
They just go, oh, well, you know, there was a couple adjustments that I didn't see coming. The dew point was low, and that's, you know. But we've lost faith in these people because of the very fact that they don't lose their jobs. Like Secret Service agents, for example, at Butler. Same thing. They don't lose their jobs. Nobody gets in trouble for this.
Yep.
But a bookie who doesn't show up with the bet, like, they'll find you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the guy at Monmouth Polling will be 12 points off and write an op-ed going, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But he's not going to get his legs broken.
Nope. That's the problem. So we look at those gambling odds for a reason. There are real consequences to being wrong, and the money is moving towards Trump dramatically because this is reality as we sit here right now. If you watched any excerpt of this Kamala 60 Minutes video that's coming up.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one that didn't air last night?
Yeah, it did not air last night. I can confirm. I heard a radio host this morning call into a show and say he thought it aired last night. I don't know who that guy is. But no, Kamala didn't want to go on 60 Minutes. And they're basically at this point now where she has to do these interviews. Like, they had gotten away with not trotting her out there and doing the serious stuff. But they're in a do-or-die moment because their internals show that she's losing, which is why they wanted another debate.
Yeah.
But she's doing, obviously, Stern and Colbert and 60 Minutes. But if you watch the 60 Minutes excerpt, Kamala should not be running a Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. Forget the country. She shouldn't be running anything. She shouldn't be running a 5K.
Well, why don't we take a listen to one of the clips from the I've Got Daddy Issues podcast. I think it's called Call Her Daddy, but think that's a better name. So just a giant incoherent word salad when she's asked why she decided to join this podcast called Call Her Daddy, but not substantive interviews where she's actually pressed on positions. So this is the Call Her Daddy podcast host, Alex Cooper. Let's take a listen to Cut 16.
Mm. I'm curious, like, you don't do too many long form interviews. What made you want to do Call Her Daddy today?
Well, I think you and your listeners have really got this thing right, which is one of the best ways.
Stop it right there. Stop. Hang on a second. We can't even make it 8 seconds into this clip. I got to ask Jimmy this question. Is it a pill day or a wine day? Pill day or wine day?
Here it is. And this is what you need to know. Okay, this is a pill day. The pill day is when the incoherence happens. Okay. The wine day is when the forced laughter happens. So if it's like, how are you? I'm great. You know, wine day. Pill day is she opens her mouth in search of something to say, as she just did there. That's nothing to say.
And she has to kind of ramp up her energy. It's great to be on the podcast.
Remember this.
Yeah.
Every one of Kamala's answers that Rich is going to play you today makes sense if you picture her trying to convince a bouncer to let her back into a bar. That's what every one of her answers sounds like. She's trying to convince a bouncer to let her back in. So if you picture this answer as she's holding a Cosmopolitan in her right hand and she has the hiccups, these are perfectly fine answers. They're bad for a president.
All right, so this is a pill day. Now, keeping that in mind, let's keep going here.
To be real. You know, and to talk about the things that people really care about. I mean, what I love about what you do is that your voice and your show is really about your listeners.
Stop it. And I got a true story for you. I got kicked out of a bar once on New Year's Eve, and I tried to convince the bouncer to let me back in. And it's kind of like this. I was like, bro, I respect what you do.
Yeah.
I get what you do. And you keep everybody safe here. And I appreciate that. But you got to understand, man, I'm better. I'm good now. I had some water. I'm okay now. You know, it's kind of like that.
Like, you could literally picture this interviewer is scrolling her phone, not listening to what Kamala's saying, the way that bouncer was probably doing to you.
Yeah.
Because once you enter that terrain of intellect with them, it gives them permission to not take anything you say seriously. So understand that in this soundbite we're playing, she's now twice told the girl the same thing. you don't do a lot of long-form interviews. What made you come on here? 13-second pause. Well, you guys do it right. And, you know, when you think about what you guys do right, the reality is this is a show that does it right. And everybody's just like, you didn't say anything. And that's a pill day. The GPS keeps coming back to the same location. Because when she puts a GPS into her brain, okay, once it loses the internet connection, it just reverts to the first direction it gave you. You guys do it right. That's where we are.
There's no rerouting, in other words?
No, there's no rerouting. No, you do it right. The right stuff with Dennis Quaid. Great movie. Right Said Fred.
Do we want to keep going with this? Because
I'd love to see if she completes the thought.
All right, let's keep going.
And I think especially now, this is a moment in the country and in life where people really want to know they're seen and heard and that they're part of a community.
That's not an
that
answer.
They're not out there alone.
Nothing.
And so I'm really glad to be with you.
So to summarize, what made you want to do this podcast?
Yeah.
I don't know that she directly answered it. She said, you guys do it right, and circled back to you guys do it right. And then she said, people want to feel like they're seen. And they're out there and they're part of a community.
They don't want to be alone.
What made you want to do this podcast? She never spoke about her once. She spoke about them doing the show right. She spoke about the needs people have. She has certain things that are programmed into her consciousness that are just kind of like catch-alls. Do you remember the Chris Rock bit about Robitussin?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, bullet wound, get some Tussin. You got the flu, get some Tussin. So that's, you know, that's Kamala. Like, she has certain things, which will be like the community or people want to be heard. Or
for the passage of time.
Yeah, the significance of passage of time. She's just Robitussin-ing her answers here. That's not an answer.
And where that comes from, having done debate prep and media training with candidates, is a lot of media training to the point where you know you have a bad candidate, and there's nothing you can do except try to get them to memorize their lines.
Yep.
Literally like a bad actor, you know? And just go out there and recite the lines that we told you. The problem, though, is, and you know this from comedians who go up there and do the same act over and over again, is that when you're overprepared, it doesn't sound authentic and natural whatsoever.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have the ability to memorize her lines and deliver them because there's that moment where she has to recall what she's supposed to say.
Yeah, that's the
right?
problem.
I mean, think about that.
Uh-huh.
She needs triggers. Like, she needs to, people need to train her to something. Like, look over there in that corner, and like, that'll make you think about economy or like, something.
Do you remember the time when Jill Biden put candy hearts on the White House lawn? And she claimed it was Valentine's Day decor, but it was totally just to remind Biden, like, what things were he should be talking about. Because he was doing, like, that helicopter interview where they had candy hearts all over the lawn, and it was supposed to be things like Be Mine, but instead it was, like, border. Like, well, I've never seen a candy heart that said inflation before. These are clearly, but yeah, no, she does. You're right. She needs those reminders. But that's a person who's uniquely unqualified to do this, is the point. And when it comes to memorizing lines, she's Brando in Apocalypse Now. She shows up late. She hasn't even read the script. She is not a serious person. And you don't have to like Trump to know that. Just listen to that answer.
And by the way, unlike Brando, she's not good at this.
No!
Because Brando could pull that stuff. He could get away with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break.
All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break.
Oh, I heard myself. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. More Jimmy Failla. He's going to stick around with me till 4 o'clock. We're gonna break down more of this insane Kamala stuff. And we're streaming live on YouTube, so join the fun, all right? Remember, what this guy did for all of us by coming to Cape May, took him 6 hours in a car by himself, alone with his thoughts. That's a dark, dark place. He didn't want to be there, but he did it for us, all right? Remember that, Zeoli Army. So we got to give this guy a big welcome tonight at 7 o'clock. All right, we'll be right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome back to the show. We are live streaming today. In Fox News, in New York City, Jimmy Failla's here. Oh. I'm here as well. Welcome back to the show. This is a big deal. This is a big day. All right. First of all, you got to realize something. His show every day, Monday through Friday, is going to be heard 7 p.m., 7 to 10 p.m., right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Stalker had to kill a man to make this happen. This is a big deal. All right. That's number one.
Whoa, don't misgender the murder victim. It was a person. He had to kill a person.
Stalker had to kill a they, them. In order to make this happen.
He committed a hate crime.
And it was a hate crime because it was a white dude. So, you know, that's why. The other thing, too, is that Jimmy has been fantastic to me personally by bringing me on his show on Saturday nights, Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Failla, which has been great. We're having a lot of fun with that. And I really appreciate that because as much as Dana Perino is respected in this building and everybody looks to her and she's wise and she knows politics and everything. And then there's you. But, you know, she brings me on, but you bring me on more.
Yeah, okay.
Right? And yes. So that's the thing.
That's where the loyalty lies.
That's where it lies.
In media.
It's,
we just want the hits.
It's all about quantity. It's not quality. It's quantity.
just get me on there. I just need you to get me on there.
But the show's doing great Saturday nights. It's fun. I mean, it's fun as hell. It's a different vibe because we actually just go on there and have fun.
Yeah, that's all we're doing. Just selling them a good time. You see, it's 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, man. If you still need to fight about politics by 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, you're in a broken place that has nothing to do with politics. And that's my favorite thing about where we live in New York, okay, is the people that are the angriest about Trump or the possibility of Trump being elected won't be affected in any way. It's like the wealthy gazillionaires on the Upper West Side,
yeah.
You know? And it's those white liberal women who don't know their kids' first names because they have three nannies because they're that wealthy. They actually, it's so funny. If you've ever gone to parties on the Upper West Side, they, you know, they're screaming about the border and Trump being inhumane. Meanwhile, they hire migrant families to use them as furniture. They just like sit on them like couches. Like, honey, it's over there by the Guatemalan. And they're just like sitting on one. Have you seen the remote? It's by the South American lady. You have no idea how bad they are. And I know this to be true. This happened to me today. So I'm taking the subway, okay, from the one train from Penn Station up here. Once in a while, I take the subway in New York because I got to work on my hand speed. You know what I mean? Yeah. You get in guaranteed sparring. Two stops, you're going to get in two fights.
Yeah. And you like to be naked every now and then.
It's fun. So. Okay. Anyway, it's a mariachi band on the subway today. Guitar, accordion, and a guy singing with maracas. They've been riding the one train for as long as I've lived in New York City. Okay. Meaning lived or hung out here. It's probably about mid-90s. Okay, it's the same band. They're a little older now, but they only play the one train. If you live in New York, you know who they are. You see them every day. Anyway, as we're getting off the train today at 42nd, a woman gives them $2 and goes, "I think it's awful what DeSantis tried to do to you." Meaning like they're the migrants he shipped to Martha's Vineyard. And I was like, yo, they've been in this country for like 50 years. These people are legal citizens of our country. But it's that white condescending liberal who just assumes if you're a minority, you must be here illegally.
Yeah.
We don't do that. We just tell jokes and stuff, but we actually.
And by the way, the people that were the most freaked out about the migrants were the people in Martha's Vineyard.
Yes!
Buffy and Chad having a brunch with lobster on top of eggs and a margarita and a Bloody Mary turned around and went, oh, Chad! You know, you got a spot in your whale pants, but can you see? Maybe he can clean it for you before we ship him over to Cape Cod.
Yo, they said they couldn't take 42 migrants. But they're like, but Springfield should shut up and take 20,000. Yeah. Martha's Vineyard is the richest place in the world. They're like, 42? What do we look like?
Well, they want open borders as long as everyone stays in Texas.
Thank you.
They just don't want them leaving Texas. They would love to build a wall around Texas, by the way, just to keep them in.
Straight up. And I will tell you this. That's what the thing they're running into now this close to the election is everybody realizes the insanity of liberalism because it got to this place where it's just so far out of step with, you know, they'd say like common sense solutions.
Yeah.
And if any sense, okay, 3 cents, any 50 cent, okay, whatever cent you want to tell me, the point is people see the insanity of this and no one's going to co-sign 4 more years of it. And she's in like actual trouble now. You know, I do believe that. And we talked earlier about the betting odds, and you could talk about the polls.
Well, it's the other thing, too, is that the left has gone so far nuts on a lot of things, including censorship. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton over the weekend going, I think we should start locking people up for making fake videos. Like Danny, who was on the show with us Saturday night, Danny Politic, he'd be in prison if Hillary Clinton had her way.
And he'd enjoy it.
That's a whole other story.
That's another story.
But their crackdown on freedom of speech, I mean, think about this, has led to people like Bill Maher, to come out and criticize them. And Bill Maher, well, as much as he doesn't like Trump, he reaches a different demographic of people.
Yeah.
It's kind of the world is turned in some ways. And we talked about this on your show earlier today, which is that Howard Stern was the guy that entertained blue-collar guys. Like your brother, my dad, me. Mm-hmm. I mean, us, right? Guys
this
like
was
us.
Your big you money quote camp. On the TV show. He said this. Go ahead, take it away.
No,
please
but,
say this.
But these, this people, matters. These people have,
it needs to be said.
They hate us now.
Yes.
They hate Trump. But they're the ones who made them rich.
And what they don't understand is, okay, the value judgment they're placing on Trump is superficial. It's how he talks and tweets. But the value judgment the working man is placing on Trump is his pocketbook. It's his safety. It's the quality of his kids' school. It's the crime rate in his community. Meaning, if you're in a Howard Stern spot, you have the luxury of deciding who to vote for based on very superficial. You could vote on someone's hair. Okay, you can vote on their tweets, but it's 2016 all over again. The media is having a different conversation than the voter. That's why she's in trouble. The voter knows groceries are really high, and that does affect them. The voter knows what gas prices do to their well-being, and that's why the Sterns of the world hate their audience. It's because they don't have the power to steer sentiment the way they did.
Mm-hmm.
Stern had that power when he was one of them, when he had similar priorities, because Stern was a stick-it-to-the-man guy fighting against FCC censorship. He is absolutely on the FCC side now when it came to, like, not that the FCC was pushing the vaccine mandate. I just mean...
No, I think they were, actually.
they probably were.
In order for you to be able to watch TV, but, yeah, you got to get the shot.
No, we can't have you on the couch if you don't get the shot. At least two shots. Nobody's watching MacGyver. But that's the point. He's now on the side of the machine. And Trump... The idea of an Elon Musk being in that cabinet and actually looking at the inefficiencies in our government is wholly terrifying to establishment politicians, because you know how much redundancy and unnecessary spending takes place in Washington. And the private sector can't thrive with that level of redundancy in its budget. So in order to be successful, guys like Elon Musk and Donald Trump would have to go in and take a scalpel to the budget, which is why they really hate them as much as they do.
Let's I want to play. This is the preview of Kamala Harris's interview tonight on 60 Minutes. Which is going to air. Which one's DeSantis? Which one's better? Do you think we should do 19 or 20 or 21? What do you like better?
20 is the better clip. It's just a complete disaster.
Disaster. All right. Now, and again, I'm going to set this up by saying wine or pills. All right. Cut 20.
Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
Well, Bill, the work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region.
That she, you know, responsible for several movements. People got U-Hauls.
There was movements from a house to a condo. Many things, many. It's like the Commandant in Police Academy.
She's like, on a night move.
Wonderful things.
Pills.
That's a pills one, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the problem for her right now also, too, and you brought up Shapiro before, why she didn't pick Shapiro, because he's Jewish. And that's a real thing, because in Michigan, there's a lot of Muslim voters there, a lot. And she is not doing well with them because Biden, in their mind, is complicit in genocide. If you read what fat Michael Moore posted today, basically saying Biden is genocide Joe.
Yeah.
She's trying to get away from that. At the same time, though, it's very obvious you have a lot of Jewish voters who are not happy with the position this administration is taking because they don't think they've been solid enough for Israel.
Yeah.
They have set themselves up in that classic situation of making both sides hate them, which is remarkable to do.
Yeah.
And only an incompetent administration can do that. And they've managed to do that because they're so incompetent. Like, you give them, and guys, you're finally competent at something, which is ticking off both sides by your utter incompetence. So here she is now trying to evade and not tick off her pro-Hamas base when asked if Netanyahu is an ally. Cut 21.
We have a real close ally in Prime Minister Netanyahu.
I think, with all due respect, the better question is, do we have an important alliance between the American people and the Israeli people? And the answer to that question is yes.
So... You know, the problem is, like, she can't co-sign Netanyahu, but she's at the same time doesn't want to admit openly to the world that there's, you know, a little bit of separation in the friendship. So she's trying to thread a needle, but to your point of alienating both sides, if you support Israel, you hate that answer. If you don't support Israel, you hate that answer, because you're still declaring an alliance with the people of Israel that the idiots on the left believe are complicit in a genocide. And the funny thing about it is, like, when they call it a Muslim genocide, there are 2 million Muslims living peacefully in Israel. So they obviously don't have a Muslim problem. They have a terrorist problem. And if they could speak to that honestly, they would probably be in a much better position, because the truth is, and they don't realize this, nobody likes the people clogging bridges. Nobody likes the people barricading themselves inside administrative buildings at Columbia and then demanding food. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Greatest protest of all time. What do we want? DoorDash. When do we want it?
Now. Or that one congressman who did a hunger strike that lasted, I think, 18 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
My blood sugar's low. Forget it. Call it off.
But the point is, nobody likes these people.
No.
And they don't have the guts to distance themselves from them, but they'd have greater support. When you talk about the Bill Maher viewer, okay, there's a lot of people who watch Bill Maher that are classic liberals, pro-free speech. And they have seen this party drift away from what they were traditionally famous for. And they've seen this party drift away from being a working class, union-friendly party. And if you've been around for a few iterations of politics, you can't help but see through the ridiculousness of this moment. It's like, you know who really is abandoning liberals the most? Older gay voters. Because older gay voters actually did have to fight for acceptance. Like, if you go back to Stonewall, you know, the Pride Parade really used to be, you know, it was very ballsy. And I don't mean in the way it's ballsy today. It's extremely ballsy today. I mean, man, don't bring the kids, okay? But, you know, there was a time where they had to fight for their right to be accepted. That's not the case now. When every Major League Baseball team, an NHL team, an NFL team has a Pride logo or a Pride month, you're good. Okay, you're not oppressed. You're not under attack. And the fact that they're out there falsely representing this is some type of a Selma movement in our country where everybody is past race but them is where they're just out of touch, like I said, with the zeitgeist, and they're becoming kind of like a mockable party. And that's what's going to cost them.
Hey, DeSantis, you know what? Let's play the clip of that black guy in the Macy's in Philadelphia looking at the Santas. I just want to play a little of this for Jimmy. So this guy goes in there, and he's looking at the Macy's, like the statues of Santa, right? He's got his little baby with him. Take a listen to this. Go ahead.
So y'all got to check the out. I'm in Macy's right now, in Philly at that. And I ain't never seen no like this in my life, gang. Man, if this ain't no agenda, if they not pushing agendas, I don't know what agendas is, gang. Hold up. Look, just look at this. So we walking out and I get to the Christmas section, right? Now hold up. So I see, I was like, oh, my baby was crying. You know, look at the baby. She was crying. And so I'm like, oh, there's Santa. So we see Santa, right? And so, you know, white Santa is normal. Then I see black Santa. I'm like, oh, we got black Santa. Man, look, they done made Santa gay. A gay black Santa. Look at his outfit. This gay as hell, dog. If this ain't gay, I don't. He got pink presents. He got a glitter pink robe on. Like, look at white Santa. White Santa, nice and traditional. He got the platinum on. You know, but, he iced out.
Thanks, Matt. I mean, that's what I'm talking about, right? Mm-hmm. It's so far wacky,
and it's patronizing. And,
totally.
And it's insulting, okay, to black people, especially when you make a black Santa who wants to show everyone his North Pole. Good night, everybody. I will show myself all the way out. But the point is, it's patronizing. It's infantilizing. It's no different than, like, the most racist thing in the world. You know, when people try to tell you something's racist or, you know, you shouldn't say this or that. The most racist thing I've heard in the last 4 years is that black people aren't capable of getting ID. We can't have voter ID because then none of them will be able to vote. Do you know? I mean, when you talk about demeaning an entire culture of people, a generalization about an entire group of people. Well, no, that's the end of black. He said it was Jim Crow on steroids.
Right.
So it would be harder for you to get a government ID, which everyone listening has, than it would be to vote in the era of the Dixiecrats, where Southern Democrats were violently denying people the right to vote. I'm going to go out on a limb, okay, and say you'd rather see a DMV on your front lawn than a guy in a Klan robe. You know what I'm saying? And now, to be clear, those DMV agents can be just as hostile. Okay, we've all been on the wrong end of a DMV visit. But the point is, it's absurd and it's an insult to your intelligence to believe we're living in the America of 1824 in the year 2024.
All right, we got to wrap. But listen, welcome to PhD. On that high note, you brought everybody down. No, welcome to PhD.
Yes.
We're excited for you.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
I'm going to snort the good Percocet tonight. I'll see everybody at 7 for the win.
And if it doesn't go well, you're going to be driving a cab again. So don't no, F this up, Bela. Don't
TV
F this
show
up.
To fall back on. We'll all be all right.
Fall back on. All right, we'll be right back. Keep streaming live on YouTube and coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.